here we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, October 27th. Here's your radio highlight reel. The stinking Bears and Nick Foles. What happened to us? We used to be friends. Well, they're on the ish list, at least for me this morning. Jets bets. Those could be coming from John's direction this weekend. Speaking of sports, Mike Tyson has a new song out. We heard about hiring a mourner, the new Borat movie, Money Trees, and talked with a Doobie Brother today. Tom Johnston joined us, and we hit the phones to hear what you found out at a funeral. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
So, because it's becoming habit, did you make any money last night?
That's funny.
I knew the answer to this.
Had a 5-game parlayer cooking for me. All I needed was the Bears to cover by 7.5 points.
Right.
And then I hedged, and I needed him to cover by 13 points. They lost the game by 14.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I did do one extra hedge.
And was Foles in?
Yeah.
Who'd they play?
I used to like that guy.
Last night was hashtag bad Nick Foles.
Right,
bad, Nick, bad Foles. Nick Foles and this good Nick Foles. And last night was not good Nick Foles.
Who'd they play last night?
They played the Rams.
Yeah, they got rammed. Well.
In a big way. Sorry, Nick. I know you're Christian, but you got rammed.
You set me up for far too many jokes. I just immediately stopped myself.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
So, Bet Boy, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. Have you put any money yet, or have you looked at the Jets-Chiefs game?
I saw the line.
You saw the line?
And I'm staying far away.
You're really? Yeah. Okay. You sure? Are you sure you don't want to put money down now? I mean, because as of yesterday, the line was 21.5 points. It has been moved. That's 3 touchdowns. Now, it's not impossible against the Jets, but, right, it's been moved down to 20.5 points. So as we get closer, it's going to be, you know, probably drop even more. So if you want to get in on this, now would be the time to do it.
They were hanging with the Bills last week, so actually maybe it isn't that bad of an idea.
Right, and even a blind squirrel finds a nut now and then.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll consider it. Getting warmer.
In week 15 of 2007, they were a 20.5 point favorite against underdog against New England, and they covered a spread of, you know, the game ended up 20-10.
Right.
You know, so.
And if they build a lead, Andy Reid could get hungry and start thinking about food and making foolish play calls.
Right.
You know what? I'm in. Back the Jets.
Okay.
20 points.
There you go.
Plus 20.
I'm telling you, I think I'm putting money on this today.
Oh, please. Do it.
It's John DeBella.
Go to sleep, crazy lady.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Joe Paca? Is that what that guy said his name was?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Tommy Green in studio?
No. It's what's his face? Forrest Gump. I think so. I think that's what the guy said. He called us and wanted to know. He's the guy who donated 102.9 pounds of turkeys last year.
Yeah, right.
Wanted to know if the turkey drop was happening this year. Am I still breathing? Yes, of course the turkey drop is happening this year. We were talking about it a little early this year because, well, we really need corporate help this year, folks. If your business has the money, whether it's 50 bucks or you can donate 100 turkeys, whatever it might be, the demand is going to be larger this year than it ever has been. In years past, we always talk about the working poor. Not only are we talking about those people, but the amount of people are probably your neighbors and friends who really could use a helping hand this Thanksgiving and get a free turkey from us and the folks at City Team. So please, if you can, make a plan to be part of the turkey drop. It'll happen on the 24th. If you want to make a cash donation, you'll be able to do that online any day now. But right now, you could just plan for the 24th. We'll be at the Kimmel Center, as we have been for the past few years. And of course, we will be socially distanced, and we'll have screens and things you can drop. It'll be easy for you. You don't have to touch anybody. You don't have to do anything. Just like drop them in a box and you'll be done. Right. But if you're going to make a sizable cash donation, you're coming on the air with us. If you're going to make any cash donation, we're going to put you on the air, or at least get your name up on the air. So please keep it in mind. It's November 24th, as always, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Please keep in mind the turkey drop is happening once again this year. As I said, 57 degrees outside right now. Mike Tyson, I don't know if you've heard about this, but Mike Tyson has put out a club banger.
Oh, nice.
Called Mike Tyson.
All right.
Okay. Actually, he got some help from some electronic group called Tiki Lau.
Okay.
All right. But the lyrics are, I think, Dave, you will especially find the lyrics brilliant.
Is it anything more than Mike Tyson?
No, that's really about it.
Okay, good. I want to hear him say the yes.
It's I'm Mike Tyson. Well, when I heard about it, I got a call from him. He said, I got a new thong. Right? I said, I don't want to know about your thong. No, it's not a thong. It's a thong. But it goes like
I'm
this.
Mike Tyson.
I like how it started with the drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just get right to it.
Right. Well, I may have picked it up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
It starts off as a love song, ironically.
Yeah, it does.
You know what's the weird thing is I somehow, now that you're playing it, I stumbled upon this. I have no idea why or where.
Uh-huh.
So, what am I doing with my life that I heard the song before we did it on the air?
Hey, I think I heard that, and I like it, but I think I heard it. I'm Mike Tyson. It's my new thong.
He's known for hurting ears.
He is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
If you've ever considered, if you're ever thinking about it, if you wanted another professional career, all right, and this goes for you too, Cindy,
okay.
All right, you could be a professional mourner like Sylvester Ricardo Moss.
All right.
So he rents himself out as a professional mourner, and he's got a rate card, right? For normal crying, he will charge $50. He'll come to the viewing, the funeral, the wake, whatever you're going to have, right? And he will just stand there and cry for $50. He does something called Bahamian hollering, or in Taylor's world, Bohemian hollering, all right, for $100. I tried to look it up online, but I can't find out what Bahamian hollering is. Crying and rolling on the ground. He's that upset that he'll be crying and rolling on the ground. $150. Crying and threatening to jump into the grave.
Oh my gosh.
$200. And actually jumping into the grave, $1,000.
That's the Kim Jong-un package,
right,
I think.
Right. My grandmother was a grave jumper. She, from the time she was a child, if she was lost, right, they would just go to the cemetery. You'll find her, because if a funeral procession came by, and at those times, you know, there were walking ones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She would just get online. She would, my grandmother and my father's mother was one of the great mourners of all time. Woman dressed in black all the time, just in case somebody died.
Oh my God.
You know? What are you going to do if you jump in? Like, what's your plan?
I get there. When my grandfather died,
uh-huh,
my father and my uncle stood next to her. She was in the middle. They were, and had their arms around her arms.
Like it's a fight.
So just in case she attempted, because she always said she would do it, I'll jump right in there.
What,
right, you know?
What are you going to do? So, what do you think's going to happen?
I have no idea. Just show how much you're mourning.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
That story brings something to mind because hopefully, Cindy, you've gone unscathed in the past couple of weeks. But the weekend before last, all three of us, myself, Dave, and Steve, lost someone in our family. All right. I mean, we, you know, my mom passed away. Dave's grandmother passed away. Steve's uncle passed away. All right, and it was sort of weird because that same week we all lost our headphones. They all broke. All right, so
it was a sign.
It was a sign that we were going to lose a family member. But here's the question I have for you, because in the past it has happened to me, right? What did you find out at the funeral? Whether it was a viewing or the funeral itself, without fail, someone releases some piece of information that you never, ever knew before. And I'm going to open that up to the listeners, too. 215-263-WMGK. Funeral finds is what I'm calling this. I'll give you an idea. I have two. I told the one. Remember when Sebastian Maniscalco was on? Uh-huh. And he said he was playing Crazy Joe Gallo in The Irishman?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, that was my cousin? He goes, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, I show up at an aunt's funeral. My aunt Fanny, who was my grandmother's sister. Right, and I show up at her funeral, and there are a bunch of people around that just do not look like they belong there. And I turned to my father, and I said, well, you know, who are these guys? He goes, they're cops. I said, what the hell are cops doing at Aunt Fanny's funeral? And he said, well, your cousin's coming. I said, what cousin? He goes, Joey Gallo. I said, Joey Gallo, page 3 of the Daily News, that Joey Gallo? And yeah, I mean, this is a major mafioso. Right? And I said, I didn't know we were related to them. He said, yeah, he's your cousin. I said, why didn't you tell me? And he goes, you didn't need to know.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my father's answer, right?
Cue the Godfather music.
And this came up at my mother's funeral a couple of weeks ago, Right, how we were all talking about. Remember when we found out we were related to Joey Gallo? You know,
awesome.
Anything happened to you?
Not me. Nothing scandalous, really. I had no idea how deep into the Masons my grandfather was.
Right, right.
He was like 32nd degree or so. I didn't even know about the degrees, really. And I found it strange when they tossed a piece of pine tree into his coffin. I'm like, what is this? What's happening? He's not Santa. What's going on here? Like, no, you toss a sprig in whenever you're a Mason and you die.
Okay.
You take a piece of the earth with you, I guess. I don't know. Nothing scandalous for me. Right. What about you, Steve?
No, I got nothing other than this reminds me of Death at a Funeral, that movie, where they find out that the dad who passes away has been having an affair with Peter Dinklage.
What?
Yeah. Great movie.
Taylor found out a cousin was gay.
Just like Death at a Funeral.
Right. Just like Death at a Funeral. What about you, Cindy? You have anything?
Either my family's too open or boring. I'm not sure which one.
No. But without fail, something comes out, and it's not at every funeral, but without fail, something comes out at a funeral, right? That you find out something. Remember the story we had about Grandpa had a body locked up in a freezer?
Yes, exactly. Right? There's alcohol at a lot of funerals. You know, once that starts flowing,
Secrets
come out.
So what was it for you? If you found out something at a funeral that you never knew, didn't have to be about the dead person. It could be somebody else in the family.
Okay.
So, you know, some sort of thing like, what are you talking about? It was like, I'll give you another one. I had a huge family when I was younger. We would lose three or four a year, and we were always at the same funeral home.
Okay.
So someone in the family dies, and I called my cousin. And I said, is the funeral going to be at, you know, that funeral home, you know, the family funeral home? She goes, what are you talking about, the family funeral home? I said, the one that we're always at, you know, those people. And he goes, yeah, that's what it's going to be. I said, how are we related to them? And she goes, we're not related to them. I said, what are you talking about? And, you know, I said, they know us. They've known me all my life. He goes, yeah, that's because we always use the same damn place, but we're not related to them. I mean, from the time I was born, I was 21 years old when I found these people part of my family.
Oh, my God.
So what's it for you? What was your funeral find? What did you find out about a family member, the person who died, something else that's going on in the family? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You mean to tell me that neither one of you, I understand with Grandpa and the 4,000 levels of being a Mason.
Masonry, yeah.
Right. And they buried him in the apron and the full gear, didn't they?
I think so. Oh, it's hard to remember that part. I was just so struck by how many guys in weird outfits were standing around and throwing sprigs in.
wait a second. It's just not one as they come past?
I think it was just one, but the others, they might have had them on their belts or something. I don't know. Very bizarre.
Right.
Very strange.
The question at hand this morning, what did you find out at the funeral?
Right.
The three of us had somebody close to us pass away in the past couple of weeks, and without fail, you show up at a funeral and someone tells you something that, like, you never knew before was, you know, shocking news. And it not necessarily about the dead person. Could be somebody else in the family that you find out about it. So if you've got one of those stories, we'd love to hear it. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So Christine McVie has never divulged what this song Over My Head was about, but she tells us, or has told people, that he's quite well known and that she's not sure he even knows it was written about him, although it was the second song the band started working on for the Fleetwood Mac album, and it ended up being the last one they finished. And she explains it all came down to the sound of one simple organ.
We just did a basic track with drums, a guitar, a dobro or something, and a piano. And I'd done a rough vocal on it, which I wasn't very happy with. And so we just went on with all the other songs. We finished them all. And I said one day, maybe we should drag Over My Head out, see what we can do with it. We knew it needed something. We played it and played it and played it. And I wasn't too crazy about it until a brainstorm happened. And I said, why don't we get in like a cheap Farfisa or a Vox Continental? Lo and behold, that's exactly what it needed. It just tied all the other parts together, and then we started adding to it, and then I re-sung it, and it ended up being one of the first singles.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
If you can't beat them, join them. It seems that seems to be the vibe in Kazakhstan these days. Okay. Now that Sacha Baron Cohen has put out a Borat sequel, has anybody watched that yet?
No, not
I
yet.
I watched about 30 minutes of it last night.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. How is it?
I mean, there was parts where I laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Borat.
It's Borat, yeah. Right. Okay, all right. Anyway, they decided this time around, because the last time he made a movie, they were very ticked off about it.
Sure.
All right, this time they've decided to embrace the hype. And with that in mind, they have adopted a new slogan for the country for their tourist board.
Okay.
And the slogan is Kazakhstan.
Very nice.
Seriously.
That's
Come
it.
On.
Signs all over the country. Kazakhstan, very nice.
There used to be a sales guy at, I guess he was at MMR at the time, Matt Rovine, and he would constantly.
He sounds like a Kazakh.
Right. He wasn't, but when Borat came out, for years, probably still does it wherever he's at now, right. would be like, my wife.
Very nice.
Very nice. Wah, wah, wee, wah.
That's an impression we didn't need back.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking, by the way, Cindy, speaking of people at funerals, if anybody's got one, we're looking for stories this morning. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Your funeral find. What did you find out at a funeral that, whether it was the person who had died or, you know, something that came out about somebody else in the family? For some reason, the funerals and christenings, where you end up seeing the majority of your family that you don't see any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. But for some reason, these stories come out. All right. And some guy said, I found out my teenage brother and his girlfriend were pregnant and had an abortion. They got married 6 years later and had four daughters.
Oh, my God.
Right? You know?
Wow.
So, I mean, and until that point, it seems the mom knew, right? And she kept it from everybody. So.
Yeah, people don't snitch until the funeral comes around.
Until the funeral comes around, like, you know what he did, right? We're in, and then the old college buddy shows up. Your father had a gay experience. So what did you find out at the funeral that nobody knew about or that you didn't know before that? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
November 7th, the Doobie Brothers are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they've got other plans as well, and here to tell us about it is Tom Johnson. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell me about this box set, because the Quadio box set is available now on DoobieBrothers.com, and it's in quadraphonic?
It is, which is something I haven't heard about for a while.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've never owned quadraphonic, but everybody I knew that did back in the day was knocked out by it. They were just amazed. And I remember them doing quadraphonic mixes in Amigo Studios, which is where we did a lot of our recording then. And it was amazing to sit in there and watch Don Landy, who was our engineer at the time, and he'd be putting all that together. And it's like going to a movie, in essence. You know, where you hear sound coming from behind you and in front of you and side, and it's just, you get lost in it. It's pretty amazing.
Now, I remember it well, but who has a quadraphonic system anymore, and what happens when you play quad sound on a stereo?
Good question.
We're about to find out.
I don't know. But apparently there's enough people out there that would be interested and they wouldn't do it. So.
You know, because of the pandemic, I can't remember where we left off, but I do remember the announcement of the Doobie Brothers, the whole band going out with Michael McDonald. Now, just refresh my memory. Did that tour happen? Did it come to an end? did it ever get off the ground?
Never got anywhere. It's not that it wouldn't have gotten anywhere. We were going to start rehearsals last May, but and we would have been out in June. That's when we were going to start it. Unfortunately, the pandemic hit and everything went south.
So is Mike McDonald a bad luck charm for you? Because back in the day, when you had that ulcer and you couldn't go out on the road, right? Mike McDonald filled in. This time you try to bring him in and the whole tour doesn't happen.
I don't look at Mike that way. I look at Mike as a gift. I thought he was awesome, man. I mean, obviously I didn't want to be in that particular situation. But as I was, for somebody to come in and take the band and keep it going and have great success, you couldn't ask for a better thing. And I like Mike. He's a good guy.
Let me ask you about getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think took far too damn long for you guys.
Say that often. I won't disagree with you on that either. Better late than never, right?
Yeah, that's for damn sure. So how does it feel to get in? And unfortunately, again, because of the pandemic, you're not getting the whole hoo-ha. But then again, that's a lot of speeches you will not have to sit through.
Well, we all, three of us, did get speeches. They're not that long. And we all filmed them in our respective houses. So it's Michael, Pat, and I doing those. And they were filmed for HBO. And then there's I don't want to call it a video. I always call it a presentation because there's videos in it. There's vignettes from back in the day, like early on, as well as music, as well as interviews with guys in the band, as well as lots of footage of us playing live in all eras of the band, including just a couple of years ago with the Beacon. So all eras of the band are represented there.
Does that still feel the same as what you thought it would feel like getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, having never done it before, I didn't know what it was going
to
feel like.
Well, whatever you expected it to feel like, I mean, is
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. I had planned to play live. We all planned to play live.
Right.
Which is what we love to do. And, interact with the audience and make it a big deal evening and accept the awards. And to me, it's really a big honor because a lot of the people that I grew up listening to are in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they've all had influences on my music and directions I took and stuff that I listened to endlessly.
Do you feel, every year when we're going through the list of the people who are nominated, and from the get-go, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then there's lots of other... Yeah, there's lots of other bands that are getting in there going, that's not rock and roll. Do you feel uncomfortable with that, too?
I just scratch my head sometimes.
We'll ask you on November 8th.
There you go. It's not my call. I'm just honored to be there because a lot of the people are rock and roll. A lot of the people, as I said, were influences on, I think, everybody in the band. I feel honored to be there. It's just really cool.
When you guys rehearse with Michael, do you ever have to turn to him and just say, pull the yacht back a little bit?
I never thought of that.
Give it a shot. He's actually pretty cool with it.
No, we've toured with Michael before. It's not like the first time we've ever done this. Starting in 76 when Taking the Streets came out, I was on that tour.
Right.
And then in 77 I actually formally left the band. I took a year off and then I did a solo album. And then I did another solo album. And I toured on both of those. And then I was playing in a band around here. And then we got back together to do all those benefits in 87. Centered around the one at the Hollywood Bowl for the deaths, Vietnam deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that came the reunification of the band in 89, and we haven't quit since.
I got to tell you, Tom, every time I see you guys, whether I see a video of you guys doing a concert or you did a show for us a couple of years ago, it is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable that, first off, the amount of hits that are coming at you, but the performance is so over the top. It's so good. I mean, folks, if the Doobie Brothers come to town someday when people start doing concerts again and you've never seen them, do whatever it takes to go see them because it is a spectacular show.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We did work at it. It's not like we just go out there and it's
I know.
We do a lot of practicing and it's a job, but it's a job we all love, and we're very fortunate to have it. We don't take it for granted.
Well, the Doobie Brothers Quadio box set is available now on doobiebrothers.com. They will be part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame production that happens on, what is it, the 7th is when it happens?
Yeah.
All right, on the 7th.
November 7th.
Tom Johnson, our guest. Tom, thank you so much. I probably won't speak to you until at least next year when hopefully you're touring. So, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And to you.
You take care.
You guys have a great one.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We started this conversation earlier this morning because of some guy who rents himself out as a professional mourner. And I brought up the topic because each one of us, Dave, Steve, and myself, lost a family member a couple of weeks ago. And I asked, did you find out anything at the funeral? And if you recall, the last time Sebastian Maniscalco was on, actually it was a time before that, just before he did The Irishman.
Okay.
He had already done finishing. He played Crazy Joe Gallo,
right.
Mm-hmm. Who was my cousin. And I didn't find out until I went to a funeral for an aunt of mine. Right? It was just the strangest thing. And I remember turning to my dad. I mean, you mean page 3 of the Daily News? You know, Joe Galli? He goes, yeah. I go, why didn't you tell me? He goes, you didn't need to know. Right? So
it's like a Scorsese scene.
As life went on, there were more and more things that went on in my family that I didn't need to know.
That's funny.
Right? Mm. You know? So the question at hand, and you know what would be perfect for this? You got funeral for a friend in there somewhere?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to load that in there, but we should use that.
You mean the goat?
That was the goat. Yeah, that was number one yesterday.
It's there. Go ahead.
All right. Because we should be using that as the background for these phone calls as I go to Doug. Good morning, Doug. How's it going?
Hey, booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha, Doug. So what was it for you? What was your funeral find? What did you find out at a funeral that you never knew?
My uncle was working for one of the families in New York City. He was supposed to be working for the Turnpike, but he was driving from Atlantic City up to New York City, bringing numbers and stuff from Atlantic City up to New York City.
The Mother and Father's Italian Association.
Wow. Big association. And we get to the funeral, and there's all these big limousines and these guys in suits just standing in the background.
It sounds like Aunt Fanny's funeral. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good morning. So, good morning, Linda. What's your funeral find?
Well, my funeral find is at my dad's funeral. I found out that his stepdaughter was his real daughter.
Whoa. Oh, his stepdaughter was his real daughter.
For years, I thought I had a stepsister, but he had this child before he married my mother.
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they decided to have the pastor announce it at his funeral.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a stick in the eye.
I mean, did you guys look alike?
Nothing. But she looked like him.
And there is the big surprise.
There it is. And I got to tell you guys, I'm listening from San Augustine Beach, Florida. I run with you every morning.
Well, thank you.
I miss you guys. I used to be from Philly, so.
What time do you run?
I run at 7 o'clock in the morning.
At 7 o'clock. We'll try to get something speedy on for you tomorrow.
That sounds good. No George Thorogood, please.
Okay. Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Hey, Vinny, how's it going?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. So, Vinny, tell me, what did you find out at the funeral?
I found out that my father was in the Navy, and he was decorated for solving a problem with the fighter planes. Apparently, the planes would fly over on their missions, and they would backfire a lot, and the enemy artillery would be able to zero in on them from the backfire. And he solved this problem. It was a carburation problem, and he solved it.
He saved a lot of lives.
Well, you know, I don't know how to debate that, because my father went into the Navy in 1944.
Okay.
And I can't imagine he amassed that kind of experience to solve that problem before the war ended in 1945.
So, was it one of those family stories? Did you ever find any fact behind it?
No. There was a newspaper article that my brother-in-law had gotten from his stuff when he died. And I explained everything, and there was some stuff from the Navy where he was commendated for this. But it must have been something that happened after the war ended. He solved the problem.
Okay, all right. Well, better late than never.
Yeah.
Imagine the people he helped in Korea.
That's right.
Good morning, Dina. How you doing?
Good. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So what did you find out at the funeral?
I found out at my father's funeral that my parents had taken out a second mortgage on their house just to pay for my wedding.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of mind-blowing. I really wasn't expecting to find that kind of information out.
How long did it take you to stop crying?
It was a nonstop cry fest. The guilt was so overwhelming, I couldn't believe that he had done that.
Just to be psychologist here, there was nothing to be guilty about. Just feel the love and remember him with kindness.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He still is a great guy. I'll always be daddy's little girl.
Well, he proved that with a second mortgage.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
You have to ask me where I'm calling from.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Middletown, Delaware.
Why is that so special?
Because you never get people that are calling from Delaware when you ask them where they're calling from.
I get people calling from Delaware all the time.
You never heard about DeBelaware?
Right?
I hear about DeBelaware, but I've never heard it when I'm on my way to work and I listen to your show every day.
Here you go. We'll make it easier for you. Hello, DeBelaware.
John DeBella. Oh my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Every once in a while, I don't know, is it rich people? Is it stupid people? There is a boutique grocery chain out in San Francisco.
Okay, I didn't think you would be putting those two things together.
I know that. But when you hear what they're selling, all right, they're selling organic fall flowers. I'm sorry, organic fall leaves. Yes, you can buy a handful of red, orange, and yellow leaves.
I am
for
going
$15
to be rich. I have so many leaves. I need to start selling.
Did they cut all their trees down out there or something?
No, they burned them down. It's California.
Okay, right. Starting to make sense.
The
now.
Leaves come from maple trees on a ranch somewhere in California. The owner of a ranch says they are 3 to 5 foot tall branches with beautiful leaves on them. Get yours today. $15 a branch. $15
wow.
a branch. You know what? You deserve to pay for that. You do. If you're that stupid, you should be paying $30 for it and make it that much more exclusive.
Yeah.
Make him $100 a branch. Be the only person on your block that's that dumb.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.